Well, first of all, we're very disappointed that the United States is not part of the Trans-Pacific Partnership. TPP would have been a great opportunity for us to tear down a lot of tariff and non-tariff barriers that we face across the Pacific Rim, specifically in Japan. Japan is our biggest export market. It accounts for about a quarter of our exports. And just through this year, we saw our sales at about $1.75 billion just through the first 11 months. This is new records. We're breaking new ground there, but we're going to lose a lot of that ground because we still face a 38.5% tariff on our product going in there. Now, these other TPP 11 countries, they're going to see their tariff rates probably fall to about 9%, which is where we had originally negotiated under the previous TPP. That just puts us further behind. It puts our product at an even more expensive price range in the Japanese market. It makes us that much less competitive.
But in other trade news, the North America Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA, renegotiation talks are underway once again, this time in Montreal, Canada. Backus will be attending these talks and explains why.
Well, I think it's important for the beef industry to have a presence at this NAFTA round, this negotiation round. A lot of the previous rounds have been technical, and this will actually be a ministerial round. The trade ministers will be there, including Ambassador Lighthizer. I think it's important for us to be there to show our support for these negotiations and also for the benefits that NAFTA has given the industry. For us, Canada and Mexico, they're billion-dollar markets. We can't be profitable without access there. And we just want to make sure that this is a positive message moving forward. Our negotiators have done a good job making sure that ag has not been pulled into the crosshairs. A lot of the negotiations have been focused on manufacturing, and specifically with autos. There's been some other areas as well. We just want to make sure that all the good benefits that we've enjoyed under NAFTA, especially for the ag industry, remain there. So part of the reason why we're going is not only just to show our support, but to meet with people who have questions, who want to know how some of these modifications could impact us, and also just to understand why this market is so important to us. So it's important for us to be there, to be engaged, and to give the support to our negotiators and to serve as advisors.
Of course, trade issues will be one of the many topics discussed next week during the 2018 Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show in Phoenix, Arizona. Southeast AgNet will be there, and our coverage will be brought to you by Grazon Next HL from Dow AgroSciences, the easiest way to get weeds out of the way of your pasture production.